So it gives me great pleasure to introduce Didi Mohini. I've known Didi Mohini since 1987, because that's when I visited New York. I stayed with her for about a year, took some training from her. It was intense training. 1 year. Yeah. And since then, we have a very sweet connection. So I will refer to my notes. So, Didi Mohini, a luminary of spiritual wisdom and the newly appointed chief administrative head of the Brahma Kumaris World Spiritual Organization. So after the passing of our late Dadi Ratan Mohini, Didi Mohini is now the head, like the top head of the Brahma Kumaris. So having served over 6 decades in inner service and outward outreach, Didi brings not only depth of experience, but also a heart rooted in humility and love. Born in 1941, educated in Delhi, in history, political science, and journalism, she witnessed the profound suffering of the partition in her youth, the partition of India and Pakistan, an experience that catalyzed her quest for inner peace and spiritual insight. As she joined the Brahma Kumaris while still a student, she went on to pioneer their international presence, especially across the Americas and the Caribbean. So Didi is also director of North and South America and has been the UN representative in New York since the 1980s. In recent years, in times of uncertainty and isolation, such as COVID, she has turned to new platforms, initiating nightly spiritual talks and meditations online, connecting the BK family across the globe. She embodies a quiet but powerful leadership, showing us that truth and transformation are often carried within before they reflect outward. So we are deeply privileged and honored to hear from Didi today. She's actually based half the time in India, half the time in New York. She happens to be in India at this time. She's based in the campus at the bottom of the mountain. So Didi has come up especially today to meet all of us. So we are ever so grateful, Didi. Thank you so much. So we will hear from Didi, whatever are her thoughts, for some time, and then I will ask Didi some questions. And then if you have any questions, I suggest you write them down, because then it's clear what you want to say, and plus we save time. So Mimi and Dunya, you can collect their questions and then just bring them up to me, and then I'll endeavor to ask these questions as well as my own. Okay, baby.
Om Shanti. Om Shanti. Whenever we say Om Shanti, first you create in you the feelings of love for all the souls, and then in that love we say Om Shanti, because love and peace are two very important, and I think are the eternal qualities of the soul, love and peace. I want to thank Aruna Ben for it's quite a long introduction. Thank you. This is how I know myself too, through them. I just came from Africa because there was a Zoom call and all the teachers of African countries, there are 45 countries in Africa where we have Baba's homes or centers. So they were having some kind of retreat. So they had requested long ago. And now when we saw the reminder, so that's why I'm a bit late. And as I said, I was in Africa. This is what Zoom has done, right? We can be anywhere, and science and technology has provided us this good means where we can connect with each other. I have heard about your retreat every year, but it happens in November generally, and this time it's in September, October beginning. Generally I am here 3 months and then I leave, because we have quite a big family there also. You know, I'm remembering that when I learned, at that time, I don't know, we used word meditation, but we call it more connection with God or remembrance of God and self-awareness. So two sisters were there. And I was touched by a few things, and then it became like I want to go deeper. And the changes and the attainments which were there made me feel that why there is suffering, why there is sorrow? Is it natural? Is it because of the situations? Or, but then I realized that we could help ourselves not to suffer but to serve. And I felt from inside that if people can get this knowledge, wisdom, understanding of belonging to God, they will have more inner powers. They will have more inner peace to face them and not allow oneself to suffer. Different religions have different ways. I remember that in one of the religions, they repent, they punish themselves for their sinful actions. So either they do fasting, or they sit and remain quiet in silence for a few weeks. Everyone has a different way. But I the way we were taught, I thought this, we can definitely not immediately be free from all the sufferings, but we can possibly not regret or repent or feel guilty, but have realization. The realization of what I shouldn't be thinking, what I shouldn't be speaking, my relationship with others. So all that knowledge which could be called wisdom. So I was inspired. I said, well, whenever I finish my studies and kind of decided in what I would want to do, that is after 6-7 years, because especially in my family, education for the girls was something must, everyone has to study, because my grandparents thought every daughter should be self-sufficient and not go through any kind of the way sometimes women are treated. So I kept studying, and gradually full time serving here. And I have enjoyed every moment, because there is always the opportunity to help souls. Right? One is, you know, I believed in charity for hospitals, and wherever we own our own hospital here, I don't know, you might see here, you have gone, no? Global Hospital. And if they call it also family. So when we started, I was very interested to help. Recently they have installed MRI machine. And it's very, very, you know, one person couldn't walk suddenly. We sent him for MRI. And they found a clot and they cleared it, sent it to hospital and cleared. His life was saved. So one is physically, like, you know, charitable and kind, generous-hearted people feel that they should help in some way or other physically. But we know that root cause of all these sufferings is not just physical, but somewhere it is, there are two things, either some wrong habits, some negative thinking, and some things which could come from, you know, our family. So there are different ways. But one definitely the cause is the mind, our thoughts. These days there are different kinds of medication, and some medications they go by emotions of a person. If you are very angry person all the time, temperament, it affects the liver. So they show that different emotions affect different parts of the body. Because every thought first goes to our body and then it goes towards other, goes in the, create a kind of atmosphere. Sometimes you find the atmosphere is very negative or of suffering, and which is so common these days, right? Unnecessarily, conflicts, ethnical or otherwise, create, and they are so deep rooted, and they flare up sometime or other, and changes into war zones. So lot of sufferings are created. In United Nations we say that wars begin in the minds of people. So then we say that peace also begins in the minds of people. Negotiations, treaties, agreements, they all are external. But to experience what is peace, sometimes it gets more into pieces than peace, right? World gets divided into more and more, we might call it independence or whatever. So what is the peace of mind? It's so simple. Once we understand, which I think you all know, that we use the words I and mine, whole day. This is mine, I am this, this is mine. So whether it is for body, my body. So who am I? Soul, right? And when we understand that body is my chariot, is my costume to play my part. Chariot to do the actions. But I am soul. It's very interesting. What I loved most about that this is what is, we call it immortal. Mortality, body has limited age. It could be 180, depends. But soul is eternal, is imperishable. And then what do I carry with me? What do I carry with me? Whatever I do, the impressions or the quality, we carry that. A child is born, child, 3-year-old child, you can see from childhood has lack of patience or little bit more aggressive or quiet, no, in nature. They say this child doesn't cry and this child does keep crying. It's because of what is carried in the soul, in the form of the impressions, the quality of actions we have done, we carry with us. So then what I need to carry? Good qualities, my good relationship. They say there are 4 things in the life. One is your mind, other is your body, 3rd is relationships, and 4th is wealth or prosperity or whatever means, resources, and 4th is relationships. These are 4 things. Either I do good or I am negative. So first is mind. Mind has always a choice, and that needs power to discern. What should I do? Now, since I know as a soul, I am originally by nature, peace is my religion. Whether I use word religion or that's my innate quality. Peace is my innate quality. When I learned that, I was still in college or school, 10 times if I say I am peaceful, next day 11th time, another 10 times. So that innate quality, which is suppressed by acquired qualities, anger, greed, getting annoyed, impatient, you know, all that irritation, those have been acquired. They're not part of me. It has become part of me, but not originally, eternally. I am peaceful. So then I power to discern if I am peaceful. So sometimes you can observe yourself. Like when I am peaceful, how do I discern? How do I decide from peace? But if I am upset, I am disturbed, even about little thing, my power to discern will function based on that. And really in life, to make right choice, which way, which path, which journey I need to take, power to discern and then power to decide. But that requires, what is your state of mind? These days with social media, what we, lot of information. We don't want that to happen, but we keep taking that information. And that information could create fear, insecurity, lot of anger, So injustice, whatever is happening. So one thing we have to remember, what I should take in, what should I take? Okay, for information, you know, keep information, but we take it. And when we take it, then our state of mind become like that. So then our reasoning, our power to discern everything is in confusion, because I don't know exactly, because all depends on what do I take. So we have to be careful how much I take, what I take. So some might think that's real, no? Whatever is happening. But one of the important teachings we have, I was in Malaysia when our Twin Towers in New York was target, and they were falling. So I landed, but then we realized we couldn't go anywhere. Bridges were closed and roads were closed. And so anyway, we had some friends, we went and spent day. So what we learned here, that when fire is on, what you will do? First, you know, of course, our center is right about 2 blocks from there. What best they could do is that when people were running, there was so much smoke and especially water, they were very, so we got a lot of bottles. We just kept outside and let people drink water so they feel relief. But I am now in another state, New Jersey. So I can't do anything physically. But through my thoughts, comfort the souls and send the vibrations of peace. And so there was television on. This is happening. But what I have to do? We serve through the thoughts. Let the peace and love reach them. One of our BK brother works there. So I said, what happened to him now? He's on 59th floor was his office. He has meditation and so he was helping people. Okay, let's go down. That floor is burnt. That part of elevator is gone. But he keeps coming down and seeing that how iron lifts, everything is melting. Because there was so much fire. But he kept encouraging and brought them to the center. But I can only serve through the mind. And of course, whenever visible, in a physical way, we serve. So this way, through our mind, through our thoughts, we can also serve, right? Now there was a lot of discussion between anger and justice, right? Punishment or there has to be fairness. But when there is kind of love and peace, then the way our mind and intellect works. So why it is very important for all of us to maintain our calmness, our peace, our love for souls. Because, like I find that if I am very calm, I am very effective, I do more, I am efficient. But even if there is little bit, mind is disturbed. then my power is not there. I don't know even what I am doing. So why peace is important? Why love is important? Because these two qualities really help us and show us what should I think, what should I speak, what should I do. Because thought is such an energy which is not visible but very effective. So what we learn here is basically what to think, how to think, and immediately connect with your innate qualities. That is your power. Connect not with the situation but your innate qualities. We call it the stage of soul consciousness. Awareness of who am I. Awareness of my qualities. And that awareness is quite a power. Inner strength. Anytime and anywhere you are confused or you don't know what to do, just go to your, like it, when you are driving, when you're not clear about exit, you take a corner and put your car into the neutral gear, right? And then you say which gear. Same is with the mind. We are just running, there's so much traffic in the mind. Traffic on the road is one thing, a lot of traffic in the mind. And we want to take right direction. So neutral gear is your innate qualities. Let me be in peace, let even 1 minute, 2 minutes, and then you see the power, the strength which comes. So that is, you know, some people say, I can't meditate. I said, why? My mind is very active. So meditation is not to control the mind, but meditation is to direct the mind. We don't want mind to stop, right? Silence is another thing. But sometimes like you are shocked or you are stirred by something and you can't think. I said, many people say, I'm not able to think clearly. It does happen. So go back, go to the practice of your innate qualities. So meditation is the thoughts which will help us to be regained, reclaim our innate qualities, eternal qualities. And generally they are said to be 7. Love, peace, knowledge, bliss, joy, concentration. So for all of you, all of us, as often during day, 1 minute, 2 minutes, we practice. What we practice, we think about our innate qualities. So you are not controlling mind or trying to stop the mind, but using the energy of mind, which is your strength, in the right direction, innate qualities. So, creating this understanding. And second thing which I was very touched was, I don't know, since childhood, many of you might have similar, I always believed my roots are in God, something divine. Because I always said since childhood there's some kind of divinity, some kind of this feeling of being divine. So I thought that means I am somewhere connected with the Divine. Then of course I came to know that there is one Supreme, also a soul, but has all the powers, has all the knowledge, and I am from that heritage or roots, I call, when at that time we used to study on Darwin's theory, that how we were apes and then we grew, finally became human being. And I used to say, no way, I am not from that clan. I am from Divine. We have lost it and I have to reclaim it. That is like my godfather's birthright. To claim that purity, to claim that divinity. So I was kind of looking for. And that's where I, you know, immediately felt that yes, my connection, my relationship, as there are parents of the body, we naturally remember them. Same is my heritage, my roots, my parents is one who is divine. And it becomes so easy that how we remember God. God is truth, God is love, you know, few things, God is divine. So like I am connecting now with the resource. I am connecting with someone who is by, like my parents. Everywhere there is prayer in a different way. I think in Hindu tradition, they always say God is mother and father. In some religions, they will say God is father. So in the morning when we wake up, like in the family, different words are used to greet each other in the morning. So we wake up in the morning with the thought of my parents. So we making that relationship very natural in life. Any action we start, any. You are eating, take a moment. They call it grace the food. But I just think of not only parents, but the knowledge which we are learning. So his teacher also, his guide also. So I like the relationship of guide very much. Because every moment you need a right guide. So I think of God, now guide me, lead my life. So this way, very natural feeling of whom I belong to. That helps me not only to connect, but think of my originality is from there. How many of you feeling that we belong to one? Let me see hands.
How many of you feel that you belong? How many of you feel that you belong to the one God? Raise your hands.
Oh wow. So now, natural relationship. Not only I believe, but I live the life. Not only about his qualities or But take wisdom from him, take power from him, whenever. Not only at the time of the deed, but feel that presence and take that, what we call as sustenance from that word. So self-realization and connection with God. I realize who am I, and I also now personally connected. So that is what actually all the knowledge is about, which you are learning here and maybe in your countries. Are you all happy here?
Yes?
Yes. You feel you are learning?
Yeah, you touched on a lot of things as I was taking notes. But maybe we just touch upon the topic for a few moments, which we had put into the program, because that's part of their process. And the topic is soul consciousness and deepening the connection. So you've talked about deepening the connection, but perhaps, Didi, you can explain what exactly is soul consciousness. And how does one know when they are soul conscious?
Let me first say, what is body consciousness? Then you can compare, right? Basically, we say that, let's say there is a situation, there is ego comes in. No, when there is ego, is body consciousness. Because there is no self-respect. Right? But when you have love, you have patience, you are in soul consciousness. Because consciousness is awareness. And awareness is, who am I? So, it could be, as I said, qualities of the soul. You all must have learned in your lessons that there are three abilities within the soul. Yeah? Which three? Mind, intellect, sanskar, right?
Personality traits. Yeah?
Sanskars or personality traits. Or impressions of the actions. And this requires practice, because we are really deeply into body consciousness for everything. Whatever clothes we wear, whatever we eat, whatever we speak, all is in body consciousness. And first is, how do I look at you? I mean, I cannot see the soul. I cannot see the soul. But I can feel. I mean, I don't know you. I don't have much of anyone's introduction. But I have collected. I feel we are all one family. Because we all are souls. So soul consciousness is awareness of one's own self as a soul and body, my body, but its chariot. I am the charioteer. So this consciousness, if it remains natural, for that we require practice.
So Didi, so this is when I'm in the body, this awareness. Now what about in meditation? Is that a different type of soul consciousness? Because lately one of the classes from Dadi Ratan Mahini stated that even if I'm thinking that I am a soul, then I'm still using thoughts. So what is the experience of soul consciousness in meditation?
Your mind is very, very still. When I am soul, body, you speak through body, but soul is quiet, still, in silence. So you are using your mind in meditation to create the awareness and experience that yes, I am a peaceful soul. Not only knowledge, not only intellect says, but you experience it. And more you experience, more naturally you become soul conscious. And then your meditation now is actually the thoughts of the soul. You meditate. As I said, you don't stop your thoughts. But in the beginning, you have to think. After some time, it becomes very natural. You can sit and say, I am soul, I am light, I am power. And your mind and intellect becomes very quiet.
Thank you, Didi. So, Didi, now we would like you to lead us, because you do very lovely meditation commentaries as well. Didi actually has experimented with silence, and there's been periods of her life where she's just gone into silence. And so you can see the fruit, the result of that experiment. So, Didi, would you like to just guide us into meditation for a few minutes? And then after that, we'll explain the whole Toli business and how you come up. Okay. And sorry, yeah, I also wanted to thank Sister Bhumi, who brought up Sister Mohini. So Bhumi Ben, she takes very good care of Sister Mohini. She's an excellent organizer, excellent administrator, and she's also a very good singer. So maybe another time or now? Another time?
Do you understand Hindi? How many of you understand
Hindi? How many of you understand Hindi? A few. No problem. Yeah, they'd love to hear from you. Okay. After meditation, she has promised to sing for us. Okay, thank you.
Just be relaxed and relax your whole body, legs, feet, your head. Whatever you heard, whatever you understood has become part of you. Now, I withdraw from this body. And I sit on the seat of the center of forehead. Gradually, create these thoughts that is give direction to mind. With few words, I am a point of light. And I am peaceful. I am loveful. And for few moments, I merge my mind and intellect. I merge in love of God. I connect with one whom I belong to. God is ocean of love. He is the bestower. And I am also like my father, image of love. God, whom we call Baba, is ocean of peace. And I am image of peace. He is almighty, has all the powers. I am the image, the master of all the powers. So he is ocean and I am the embodiment, image. Just be in that awareness. Reclaim, awaken. Inner qualities, God's qualities in me. Om Shanti.